Why Not Spill the Tea. I'm Darby.
And I'm Alyssa.
If you're new, welcome. We're here to talk shit. If you're returning, thank you. We really appreciate it. So, yeah. We're just going to jump right in. We need to talk about the TikTok trend of right now that has a hold of my life. Ripping me by the throat. It is the Pepe Le Prawn Muppet trend. And if you don't know what that is, you're missing out in life. It's the best. And I need to tell you the best ones. Because you have not heard of most of them, have you?
No. You just send me random ones.
While I'm sitting in your basement right next to you? Yeah.
Yeah,
we're gonna search it because I need to read it to you, word for word. We're gonna start with Olive Oil Girl.
Yeah,
because I know you've heard about it.
I have not. You told me you were gonna tell me about it.
You haven't heard at all.
No, and then you told me I had to wait. I've been waiting.
The problem is everyone's using the hashtag for it now. Okay, I'm not going to find it. It might also have been taken down because it blew up. It had like 6 million likes when I watched it. So, we have a teenage girl who had very dry hair. So, she decided to do an olive oil mask, which is literally just that. It's olive oil on your head. And you wrap it in saran wrap. So she puts it on. And she decides she wants a drink out of the garage fridge. She goes out there. Oil is dripping out of this mask onto the floor. So naturally, she slips on it. And cracks her head on the garage floor. And is there for hours. Because no one knew. And they locked the house up and went to bed. Oh, hold on to your britches. She wakes up. She's like, I'm so embarrassed. I just need to go to bed. I need to sleep this off and forget this ever happened. So, she then tries to get in the house, but the alarm system is on. And she doesn't remember the code. So the alarm's going off. She doesn't know what's happening. She just goes to bed. Her dad wakes up. The police are showing up because the alarm's going off. They're like, oh, it must be a faulty system or something. Turn your system off and we'll go from there. Okay, cool. So she goes to bed. She's like, no one's going to be the wiser here. And then she wakes up to her window being open and men crawling through her bedroom door. They're being robbed. The police are called a second time. During which they were already nearby because this is the part I don't remember, but it's something to do with like the utilities and the water main and all of this stuff. And like the water is shut off because something going on down the street. And it's just a madhouse because they have to call the cops and someone's breaking into the house and all this stuff. And she's like, and then it calmed down, like, 45 minutes later. At this point in time, it is time for her to wake up and go to school. She goes to try to take a shower. There's no water. So she has to go to school with the saran wrap still on her head.
What?
And that's Olive Oil Girl. Yes. Taking the internet by storm.
Girl, fix your life.
And the stories that are just coming out of it, like,
even how much olive oil did she put in her head?
It had to have been, like, an entire bottle. It's dripping onto the floor. Making me Italian. Like, it's actively dripping out of her hair onto the floor.
Ma'am, there are better things to do.
Coconut oil.
Yes.
Mud mask. Anything.
Ma'am.
So I just learned from this, don't ever put olive oil in your hair.
And if you do, don't put a whole bottle in your hair. And if you do, just stay sitting. Don't go anywhere.
Her, like, everything has to be ruined. Like, her pillowcase, her comforter. Like, that's so much olive oil.
Yeah. Think of the big stain from where she was laying in the garage. How much of it had to have, like, fell onto the cement when she was laying there.
Yeah. And,
faulty alarm system.
The faulty alarm system. Just shut it off and go to bed. 2 hours later.
What are the odds here, though? Hey, you have a faulty alarm system. Shut it off.
What if
you're getting robbed. Who the fuck was robbing them? Someone had to have known.
Right? Someone casing this house being like, we're going to wait for, maybe they forget to set it. And they're casing it, and it's like, this is too perfect. This is the greatest set. This is the greatest night of our lives.
What are the odds?
I don't know, man. There's so many good ones from this.
Those lucky men.
This is also one of my favorites. Okay. This one is from, I want to shout them out. Their username. Maybe? Hello. From Secret Sigma 22. When I was younger, I was really tall and had a single bed, so I begged my parents for a double bed. They said no, so I kept pretending that the mattress was making my back sore. It got to the point that my parents took me to the doctor and they basically told them I was lying. A few days later, I was doing HPE at school and I jumped and landed on my back and it began to hurt in a certain point. Throughout the week, it began to hurt more and more, so I told my parents about it, but they obviously didn't believe me. Eventually, it would hurt so bad that I could barely breathe or walk properly, and when I would sneeze, it would hurt so much I would cry. I have hay fever, so I sneeze. On Tuesday morning, I woke up and my back hurt so bad I couldn't get up, and I called my parents and they told me that if they knew it was a lie and if I didn't get up, I was grounded. I tried to get up and I fell to the floor and my parents still didn't believe me and got really mad and told me to get up. It was only after 3 minutes of me laying there they finally called an ambulance. The paramedics said they think it's a herniated disc and they took me to the hospital. I get there and the doctors confirmed it's a herniated disc, vertebral compression fracture, and I had made it worse by walking around and running for a week and had to have emergency spinal surgery. After I got out of surgery, my parents said, this is why you don't lie. I'm still sleeping on a single bed.
Oh my God.
It's... Yeah. Yeah. When the attending agrees with my diagnosis of cancer, so I reply with, okay, slay. It was not a huge slay. Just people are burying their souls on this damn meme. And it's just the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like,
just a herniated disc just laying a herniated on the disc. Fucking ground.
Why wouldn't your parents assume that you're still lying so much that you can't move without crying in pain? That's the crazier part. You mean you're telling me you didn't believe your kid that much? Does your kid lie that much?
I mean, like, some parents are just kind of hardcore like that. I tore my MCL and ACL and playing basketball, and my mom was yelling from the stands, is there any blood? I'm like, no. She goes, then you're fine. Get up. So.
Okay, fair.
There's that.
My brother was notorious for crying wolf as well. So I think he went 2 days with a broken arm before my parents believed him. So fair. I finally found him in my likes. So we're just going to go through a couple more of these. This one's a short one. And, like, for anyone that doesn't know what this meme is, I'll post one of our on our TikTok so everyone can, like, get this. Because it's just Pepe Le Prong going. Okay. My face, when I was driving with my windows down, stopped at a red light, blasting Highway to Hell, and 100 people wearing black were staring at me with their jaws dropped. It was a funeral. That's my look.
It's something I would do.
If I was there attending that funeral, I'd laugh so hard.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hire someone to do that at my funeral, but not tell anyone. Except for get the whole internet on my podcast. But
yeah.
Okay, next one. From Kristen Wilson. I matched with a guy on Tinder at 11:30 p.m. and he invited me to be his plus one at a wedding the next day, Sunday, at 10 a.m. And I'm unstable, so I said, hell yeah. I drove 40 minutes. Haha, I'm unstable. And when I got there, realized that something was different. Turns out, it was a traditional Siberian wedding, which is beautiful, but men and women stand on different sides of the church. Oh, and it was 3 hours long. Oh, and you don't sit. He texted me and said, so sorry, I didn't realize. And I'm like, it's adventurous, I'm fine. It was a beautiful service, entirely a different language where they wore crowns. He asked if I could slip out the side door, so I did just that, knowing I was being stared at for some reason. And then he met me outside and told me that he did indeed not have a plus one to this wedding, and I couldn't come to the reception because the priest was mad at him for bringing me. He said I could stay until the reception started, so I threw rice at the happy couple I'll never see again, and I went on my merry way.
Why? What kind of person does that to somebody?
Who invites a random person off of Tinder at 11:30 to go to a wedding 11 hours from then?
And then says, oh, hey, by the way, you're going to stand through this 3-hour ceremony.
That sounds worse than a Catholic wedding.
Yeah. And then after that, you don't get to go to the reception.
You don't get to go get drunk and
just
eat food.
Get out.
What a story. I'd do it for the plot.
Of course you would.
Yeah, that does have me written all over it.
I'd be like, bro, fuck you.
I doubt there was a second date.
Probably not.
Our next one is from Ed Sheeran. Mm. And I, like, legit Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Benny Blanco and I had to travel from the U.S. to the U.K., but there's one problem. Benny is scared of flying. Let's go by boat, he said. It'll be fine, he said. We were on that boat for 10 whole days of my life. 10 whole days. We were riding Divide, singing Perfect while staring over the Atlantic Ocean. A few nights in, we hear an announcement from the ship's captain. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now passing over the spot where the Titanic sank. We're doing what? Tourists head to the side of the boat, taking pictures of the water. Benny and I lock eyes. Want to go watch it? Benny says. Blank stare. Benny holds me as we watch the movie. I can't help thinking, was this his plan all along? Is he going to paint me like one of his French girls? Will he swing me around to some Irish bangers? We could both fit on that wooden door, right? I woke up the next morning, dry and only slightly cold. We made it through the night. Good portion of Divide was written when I was in genuine fear of becoming a Calippo. Ready for the plot twist? Benny got on a flight a month later.
Oh my god.
Yep.
I'd makes be so makes mad. Me look at that song a little bit differently now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I need to go
fearing in. For your life. It's fine.
It's fine. This is where hundreds of people died. This is fine.
It's cool.
I wonder like if Benny like really like held him, like the Titanic. And if so, who has pictures of this?
Right?
Someone has to. You're not on a boat with Ed Sheeran and Benny Blanco and not having pictures of them.
Come through, people.
Please. Please. We need this.
That'd be a good one.
He's so great. Okay. Next. From Bella Beaver. When I, in second grade, people need to learn how to spell on these because it's not. When I was in second grade, I did the most embarrassing thing of my life. My mom used to pay me and my siblings to collect buckets of these walnuts in our yard because they had to be picked up before the yard was mowed. I was a second grader who already had anxiety about paying for college and life, so of course I tried to collect as many as possible. We were in our pasture one day, my mom was cutting the heads off of our chickens, when I noticed a beautiful tree with many walnuts. I was desperate for money. I couldn't wait around for the walnuts to fall. I had to get them down myself.
Oh, no.
I found a portion of a salt block by the tree left by the cows. I figured this was the perfect object to use to throw at the walnuts to knock them off the tree. I threw the salt block up into the air and watched as it fell back down right on top of my head. Honestly, I was more embarrassed than hurt by the salt block. I left the pasture immediately, hoping no one saw me throw a rock at myself. As I walked out, I ran into my younger sister. I was like, okay, be cool here. She's not going to know that you threw a rock at yourself unless you look like you threw a rock at yourself. As soon as she saw me, she started screaming like she was straight out of a horror movie. I looked behind me to see what she was yelling at. Nothing was there. As I spun back around, that's when I saw it. Blood was running down my chest and my arms. I reached up to my head and pulled my hands down. They were covered in blood. I stood there, unmoving, as my sister continued to scream. Next thing I knew, my parents had taken me to the ER. The doctors were looking at my head, which had been sliced completely open by the salt block. The doctors asked me what happened. I told them I didn't know, which I thought was a great answer to cover up the salt block story. Not much they can do if they just think I don't remember. Well, to my surprise, the doctors didn't believe me when I told them I didn't know. Immediately, they separated me from my parents, and CPS was called. They questioned me, my parents, keeping the three of us apart. They kept telling me that it was okay to tell them what happened, that no one needed to get in trouble. But I was too far into lying. I couldn't stop now. I just kept telling them that I didn't know. Eventually, they put us all back together again. They fixed my head and sent us on our way. My parents, on the ride home, kept theorizing what could have happened. Maybe I accidentally ran into a nail in the barn. Maybe the axe my mom was using for the chicken somehow got too close to me. Maybe my sister did it. The guilt festered inside me, but I couldn't tell them. The trouble I would get in for lying to them, the doctors, or the police, I decided that this secret I would take to my grave. Mom was not happy, and I've never said anything since. So impressive to lie for that long.
Oh my god.
It's been like 12 years.
Hey, remember that time?
Hey, Mom. Do you remember that time when I came and there was just blood gushing from my head? Yeah, I threw a salt block in the air and it landed on my head.
I just wanted to make money to pay for college.
Oh, that's in the caption, by the way. Or it was. It was on a comment, I think. Oh, yep. It's, wow. Did you make enough money for college? No. I have thousands in student loans.
Doesn't surprise me.
Shocking that picking up walnuts was not enough to pay for college. No. Absolutely crazy. okay. I think
some of the shit that people just confess to out on the internet. Like, it's nothing.
I just remembered this one. I'm scrolling through my liked ones, and this one is my absolute favorite, and it's the one I read to Mike, and he was crying laughing. This is the one that, goddamn. Okay. From Marcus Francis. I should preface this story with the fact that my grandma is completely blind and an extremely conservative Christian woman. Remember this, as it's important in the end. Let me set the stage. Leading up to Christmas, my cousin sends a message in the family group chat. He says we should prank our grandma. All of my cousins start going back and forth, throwing out ideas. Nothing seems good enough until my usually quiet and introverted cousin makes a bold suggestion. He suggests that we wrap my grandmother's presents in porn magazines and get her to hold the gifts up so we can take pictures before she unwraps them. I don't know what possessed us all to agree. Perhaps it was seasonal fatigue, or we were all too lazy to come up with something less controversial. But one by one, we all unanimously agree. It is now Christmas Day. We gather together at my grandma's place, as goes the annual family tradition. It's lightly snowing outside, and my grandma sits in her rocking chair as the fireplace crackles in the living room. Our parents, none the wiser. We commence Project One by one, we hand her our scandalously wrapped gifts and ask her to hold them up beside her face and smile so we can take pictures. We are barely containing our laughter until my cousin lets out the most obnoxious howl. You know that family member that has that laugh that is so ridiculous you can't help but to laugh too? This sends us all into uncontrollable hysterics. Our parents are starting to wonder, why are we all laughing? Initially, they thought us asking to take photos was for some cute collage or quilt. They start asking, what's so funny? But every one of us is crying from laughter and can't answer, except our youngest cousin, who is 12 and was not let in on the joke. He notices something on the ground and picks it up. My one cousin that was on cleanup duty missed some of the wrapping paper, aka porn magazines. Before we can make up an excuse, he shrieks and announces loudly, why are people having sex on grandma's gifts? This makes us laugh even harder before my uncle walks over and takes the paper from my 12-year-old cousin and starts yelling at us, why would you wrap your grandma's presents with porn? All of our parents immediately start freaking out, and my grandma's face goes whiter than the snow outside. My grandmother, being the extremely conservative Christian woman she is, when she realizes that she has been taking photos with people having sex next to her face for the last half hour, had a heart attack and died instantly in her rocking chair. Our faces, when we realized our innocent prank killed our grandmother.
Oh no.
Yeah. Sorry, Grandma. I'm so sorry for this family's loss. Oh my god.
Oh no. That poor family.
I know. It's so funny. And then you just get to that part and you're like, what?
What? I was not expecting that ending.
No one was. No one
was.
Oh
no.
Imagine, like, this group of cousins living with the guilt that they killed their grandmother. Oh
with,
my
like,
god.
Just a stupid prank.
Also, Grandma, a little dramatic.
A little bit.
A little dramatic.
A little bit.
Like, I get you don't like it. Oh my god. It's okay. It's fine.
Oh no.
The top comment on that video was, well, at least your grandma didn't overreact.
Not wrong.
Not wrong at all. So yeah. There's thousands of these TikToks. Thousands. I mean, even T-Pain made one, but his was stupid. He's just like, did you know that people can DM you on Instagram if they don't follow you and it's a request? He had thousands of requests from, like, other celebrities. And it's like,
cool, bro.
Cool, bro. If that's the most exciting thing out of T-Pain, I'm a little disappointed.
Dude, same.
Right.
Expect more from him.
Give us more juice. Yeah. Give us more.
Like that. Like your grandma dying because you covered her presence in porn magazines.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many of them out there. The other, like, really famous one, it's about this girl that went biking with her brother, and he was like, we should go down this road. We're not allowed to go. And she was like, no, we shouldn't. And he was like, yeah, we should. And takes off. And then she's like, well, I have to follow him or else I'm out here alone. And she couldn't get her, like, brakes to work on the loose gravel. And she tumbled, and she, like, snapped her arm completely. And then she's like, her, like, yelling there for, like, 5 minutes till her brother finally shows up. He's like, oh, my God, and just takes off and leaves her there. Because this is before cell phones. To go get her grandparents. So then she's on the side of the road, and she sees a pickup coming, and she's, like, trying to wave it down, like, oh, my God, help me. And this old grouchy dude smacks her with his pickup and breaks a leg.
Oh, my God.
And leaves her there. Until her grandparents come, and they make her drive the entire, like, ride in the pickup there, going super slow. She passes out from the pain, all this stuff, and she's like, I was in so much trouble after this. It's like, how are you yelling at your kids after this?
You dumbass. Why'd you go down this road?
I'm like, I think she was, like, 7.
Jesus Christ.
There's been a lot of surprise pregnancy ones. Or, like,
not surprising.
Or, like, that first one, like, fake being sick. And it's, like, turns out there's actually something horribly wrong with them that they wouldn't have caught unless this happened. Like, one girl had a brain tumor. And they went in because she was, like, complaining of, like, her stomach hurting to get out of going to school. And they found a brain tumor instead.
That, like, freaks me the fuck out.
Same. Like, the weird stories that you hear of, like, behavior changes when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, do I have a brain tumor? Is this why I'm so weird?
I ask Andy that question every day.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make sense. But
like, having little kids. Mm-hmm. And they complain about everything. Mm-hmm. But for them to just one day be like, oh, my tummy hurts, and you take them in, bam, brain tumor.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah. Like when Waylon's hip just randomly hurt and he couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was actually because of, like, his hip. Like, what was it, the bone or something?
There's, like, some lining or something in there that was, like, inflamed.
Yeah.
And it just happens. Yeah.
So random. So random.
Fucking Christ.
The last one I will bring up, and then we can move on from this topic. Like, they're so funny. Is, again, this girl, she didn't want to go to school. She's like, Mom, I'm sick, blah, blah, blah. And she had heard, if you chug salt water, it will make you sick. Okay? So she chugs the salt water. Her mom's like, don't care, you're going to school. She gets to school. Her stomach is in horrendous pain. She is fighting for her life on the toilet. Like, she can't be in class for more than 10 minutes before it starts up again. She calls her mom, like, I'm shitting my brains out. Please take me home. Her mom's like, well, I can't get there till 2 p.m., so you're going to wait till then. So she goes into the bathroom. She's dying on the toilet. Other girls come in and start smoking weed in the stall next to her. The security guards come in, bust them up, and they're like, hey, you need to get out here, because they think she's doing it too. Like, I just let out the gnarliest smelling release of gas and shit from my ass. And they're like, okay, we'll be outside when you're ready.
You're good.
She goes to the nurse. The nurse is like, oh, yeah, like, I'll call your mom and let her know. Mom's like, I can't get there till 2. And instead of the nurse being like, okay, stay in here, she's like, yeah, go back to class. Okay. So then it's still happening. She's still shitting her brains out. She goes to a bathroom. The girls are back in there smoking weed. This time they lock the bathroom entirely. The other bathroom's on the other side of the school. She does not make it in time. She shits her pants royally. Just dripping out, right?
Oh, no.
Her mom finally comes and picks her up. And she's like, awesome, I can go home. I can die in my own bathroom. Her mom goes, no. I actually need you to come with me to the utility company so you can translate for me because we need to dispute our bill. So she makes her daughter go to the utility company with her. Doesn't bring her extra pants. She's sitting in her shit the entire time. They're standing in line. She shits her pants again. Mom's like, go wait in the car. I guess I can finish this up and then I'll take you home. 30 minutes later, her mom gets to the car. And she goes, so apparently your brother's sick also. They were actually sick. They had actually gotten some kind of food poisoning. Goes, picks up the brother, finally goes home. After she has shit her pants.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What a cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine just sitting in my own shit for hours on end. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, ew.
Like, her mom knew that she shit her pants. Like, why would you not bring her new pants?
Because she came from work and she's like, you're fine. I'd stop at Walmart and get you a pair of $5 pants.
Right?
Like, ew.
Ew!
That has, like, if you have cloth seats in your car.
Nope.
Yep. Yep. So I guess make sure you always have spare pants on you in case you shit your pants. The only thing I could think of listening to the story was Andy loudly proclaiming.
What if I shit my pants? As he's still drunk on New Year's Day.
Right. For background, it was New Year's Day.
Oh my God.
And the only restaurant in Harrisburg does a brunch on New Year's Day. And we go hungover as hell, except for Andy. Andy is still drunk. He's still very drunk. And we're eating. I'm dying. I threw up in the car on the way over there. Like, I was down bad. And all of a sudden, I just hear Andy talking to Allie. And apparently she had said she wanted to go to Hoo Ha for her birthday in, like, a week or two. And Andy, in a crowded restaurant, just goes, but what if I shit my pants?
And everyone went silent.
Including the sweet elderly couple that was in the booth right next to him as he said that. Just, oh my God.
Oh, fuck, I love that man.
You married a character, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's our TikTok segment. Okay.
Dude, those were good. I know what I'm going to be doing for the next week.
I'll keep sending them to you.
Okay.
All my 40 pages.
Both my kids have school tomorrow, so.
Heck yeah. Between that and your Kindle, you're set.
Dude, I've been reading so much lately.
I am also back into the swing. I finished The Ritual.
I'm halfway through my fourth book.
Okay, yeah, I have.
Of the Ryan Rule series.
Oh, your mob series?
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
I want to try to finish the, like, Ritual series before the end of the year. I probably will. I binge those books so quickly.
There's a lot of them, though.
7?
Yeah.
I can do it. I've done stupider shit.
It's true.
And with the holidays coming up, I'll have a little more. I'll have time off. A little bit at least. So I can do some reading.
There you go. I'm happy for you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Speaking of the holidays, that's our next topic, actually.
It is.
What annoys you about the Christmas holidays?
Driving to 8 different places to celebrate one holiday.
So fair. So fair. I only have, well, actually I have 3 because of your family. But I have 2, hopefully. My family's a little bit up in the air with some of that personal stuff that's been going on. So we might be celebrating that at a later time, which I'm okay with. So we have 1 Christmas besides your family. We have 1 for sure. We have your family's whenever my family gets done. So we actually aren't driving that much this year, but everyone wants you to be there at theirs, and they think theirs is the most important one to go to.
Yeah.
Newsflash, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially having divorced parents.
I could not imagine.
Like, we have my mom's, we have my stepdad's, we have my dad's. Thankfully, like, my stepmom's parents come to their house, mm-hmm. and we don't really see the rest of her family.
Yeah.
Because they live in Rapid. So, but then, and then every other year, we just go to Minnesota.
Yep. That makes
sense. But, like, my mom will do hers on the 21st.
Yep.
With, like, all of our extended family. And then Christmas Day. Because, like, our kids don't open their gifts with the extended family.
Right.
Like, Santa comes and gives them each a, like, $5 gift or whatever.
That would explain it. I was curious what that meant in the Facebook invite.
Yeah. But then they don't open their gifts until Christmas Day when we're there. And then we have our own.
Right.
Because we have to plan again, or, like, around Maddox's other family.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so much.
It's a disaster.
It sounds like it.
And I always feel, like, just annoyed around the holidays. And I know Andy doesn't really like Christmas.
Yeah. I'm also a known Christmas hater, which sucks because I married into a family that is Christmas junkies. And that's why my grievance, I'm so sorry, Kim, but I'm going to say this with my full chest. Christmas traditions. Oh, it's our family tradition. Oh, this is the tradition. This is. I don't care. Oh, my gosh. It's so much pressure on your holiday.
It really is.
Like, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
And everyone wants it to be so perfect, and it's all this, and you're going to do all this extra stuff, and it's like, no. Like, my favorite part of Christmas last year was the fact that it was horrible weather. And we did our 2 Christmases, like, I think we got them done in, like, 2 days. And we were like, we are going to be at home for Christmas together and not dealing with the weather. And it was relaxing. I ate popcorn and, like, just random things I could find around the house. This is what Christmas is. It's not the
running around like a chicken with your head chopped off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like, me and Mike listen to Reddit stories a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of it was like 2 sisters, and the one sister was like, I'm in charge of the meal. I'm in charge of all of this. And the sister, who's apparently a really bad cook, was like, I want to bring something. She's like, no, because it has to be perfect. It has to be good food. It's like, heck no. Like, 1, I'm not cooking all that by myself.
Yeah. No.
No. Like, bring something. Go for it. that deep. If she makes something that people think is disgusting, it's okay.
Yeah.
No one's going to, hopefully no one's going to die. I guess I should.
We have a lot of family drama around Christmas time.
Yep.
Because spiritual,
religious
beliefs.
Yep.
And it's frustrating.
Yeah.
That it's not just about, like, us being with family and spending time with family and being happy and having fun. And
yep. It's not what it's about. Like, that is what it's about. It's not about the other, like, things here and there. It's, I just want to hang out with my family, eat way too much food.
Yeah.
Play games.
Don't care about the presents.
Nope.
The kids get, I mean, like, the kids don't even get very many presents anymore. Like, don't buy my kids presents. Please don't buy my kids presents.
My kids' presents just came in the mail today. I only got them each one small thing. Just saying. But, no, I get that at the same time. And, like,
but, like, if it's that big of a deal, yeah, and you want it to be a religious thing, like, don't buy my kids presents. Don't. I don't care. They don't care.
Right. Yeah. Presents piss me off. Like, presents make me mad. Only because I am such a gift person. Like, gifts are my love language. Not just getting an item, but it's, like, the thought that went behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you get me something because you think I like it, and, like, I don't actually like it, and then I have to sit there and go, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever. Thank you. I'll donate it in like 6 months. That happens so much, especially, like, clothes, because half the time they're not the right size anyways, and they don't fit.
Right.
I'm a big gal. Let me buy my own clothes because I'm so picky about how they, like, fit. The only time I like gifts is, like, my mom does it this way. Mike's grandma does it this way. Is there, like, what is something for your house that you haven't bought yet because it's a little spendier and you can't justify it in your head? So, like, that's how I got my vacuum, my really nice pots and pans, my Bissell SpotBot, our espresso maker, like, the things that we use, because then I'm reminded of it every time, of them every time I use it.
Right. We love our White Elephant gift exchanges.
Yeah, that's great.
They're just fun.
Yeah.
And you get stupid shit.
Yep.
And you have a great laugh.
Yep. And it's either going to go in the garbage, in a junk drawer, or it's going to get re-gifted some other time, and we're going to laugh just as hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those I like. White Elephant gifts are fun.
Yeah. Especially when you don't know who it's going to.
Yes.
And you just buy something because you think it's funny, or you think it would look cute in a house, or...
Yeah. And I think, like, with our Friendsgiving and that gift exchange, we all know each other's sense of humor, mm-hmm. and we know what's going to go over well and what's not.
Yeah. But, like, we even do it at my mom's sometimes.
Okay.
And, like, the adults do their own, and then the kids get to do their own. And we get stupid, funny shit. And it's like, why would you not want to rather do that?
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, at least you get a great laugh out of it.
Yeah. We do that with Mike's close family. And, like, it's normally really practical gifts, too, which mm-hmm. is nice. Like, I'm not going to say what I'm getting because I know some of you are listening, like, what I'm giving. But it's so useful. Or, like, we've gotten, like, a lender from it or things like that.
Allie got pickles.
That was the greatest gift she could ever have. That's so her.
I'm jealous of it.
They're at your shop. You're eating them anyways. Fair enough. I will say the one thing with Mike's is we are letting his younger cousins in on it now, and they're, like, early teen, tween. So we do have to keep that one a bit more appropriate. But do we still make remarks on everything that gets open?
Oh, for sure.
Like, last year, and I fought so hard for this gift. It's looked like an elephant, and the elephant's head is a teabag holder. So the teabag jokes were flying.
That's actually fucking amazing.
It was so good. Mike's grandmother was such a bright shade of red. Redder than our sign.
That's great.
She was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It's like, Judy, you play Cards Against Humanity. You're fine.
You're just fine.
You're okay. And the boys were like, I don't get it. Yeah, that's the whole point, kid.
Good.
Good. Makes it even funnier. Yeah. There's great things about the holidays. But honestly, I'm just a holiday hater. And I will be till the day I die.
I like the holidays. I've always liked the holidays. Until I had kids. And now I love the holidays for them.
Fair. Fair.
But they're so stressful.
So stressful.
And now, like, Andy is finally getting okay with holidays. Mm-hmm. But, like, with his dad dying around the holidays, he, like, just never.
I couldn't imagine.
Not
that.
A thing. He's getting better now. But not there.
That's so fair, though.
That's why all of our decorations are the Grinch.
People have tried that with me. That actually makes me madder.
Also, it's one of our favorite Christmas movies, so.
I love the Grinch, because I felt the Grinch in my soul. But I'm not a person that can theme all of my decorations around the movie. It actually really irks me. Again, holidays just make me mad. I hate the holidays. I'm a Scrooge. I am not a Grinch. I'm a Scrooge.
Yeah. I'm the Grinch. I don't really like people.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah.
We'll get through them.
Yeah.
They always do. Any other grievances you have to share? Get them off your chest?
I don't think so.
Cool. Alright. Well.
From now on, I'm just going to go through every night and just write down the shit that I come up with.
Yeah.
To bitch about. You're welcome, people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. If something, like, is annoying me or fucking me, then I put it on there.
Yeah. Welcome to our shit show.
Welcome to us getting it. This is our therapy. Our grievances. Our get it off. Or just laughing at people's really fucked up stories on TikTok.
Dude. Love laughing at other people's shit.
Makes me feel better about myself as a person.
I mean, it really does. It's like, it makes me realize that, you know, my life isn't the only one that's fucked up.
Everyone's life is so fucked up. And if you're like, no, it's not, you're not looking hard enough.
Dig deeper.
Go ask your mom for the family drama.
Right?
You'll figure it out real quick.
Yeah. I told Andy I want to do a 23andMe for Christmas.
Oh,
my grandma and my mom might be mad.
Do it for the plot. Do it for the plot. I also want to do it. I don't think I'll find anything, but you never know.
Right?
That's like, I feel like everyone should do 23andMe. I feel like
Parker found out he has a half-sister.
Exactly. Like, there's so much shit out there. But like,
yeah.
I've been like, in this deep dive of people talking about being a sperm donor kid. And like, one of the stories was, yeah, like, I've always known I was a sperm donor kid. My husband got me a 23andMe test. And I found out that his dad is my dad. Because his dad had donated sperm.
Yeah.
And then went and got married. And lo and behold, now they're half siblings with three kids.
Have you seen that documentary on Netflix?
I have not yet. But I
watch
want
it.
To. It also really freaks me out. Really freaks me out, man.
Somebody has, like, 400 siblings or something like that.
Yeah.
They all have the same dad.
A sperm
donor.
Such a wild family reunion.
Yeah. They all have the same sperm donor. And it turns out it was the fucking doctor?
Yeah. Nope. That's straight out of a horror film.
Yeah.
So fucked up. But, yeah. There's so many fucked up stories out there.
There is. I'm here for them.
I am. I'm so here. I'm sorry for your trauma. I'm here for my entertainment.
Dude, yeah. Because trust me, I'll share my trauma if you want me to.
100%. 100%.
We like trauma dumping.
Especially over cocktails.
Yeah.
At the Hello High.
Yeah. We love trauma dumping.
We need to do another one of those nights.
Yeah.
I won't eat shit this time. Carrying a full drink.
You probably will.
I will. I will. Okay. That's what we're here for.
It is. 100%. I think that's it.
I think that's it. Thank you all for listening along. I hope you laughed as hard as we did over those stories. If there's crazy stories you want us to talk about on this podcast, send them our way. We 100% will.
Yes.
But yeah.
We love sharing our unsolicited advice.
Correct.
Or, you know, just our input on anything, really.
Yeah, we're not liable for what happens, but we love to give it. Please follow, subscribe, like, share, recommend this to a friend. Put it on as background noise. We're just here for the views. We appreciate you listening along.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.